Carly Kane joins us for a Kōrero, Chief Electoral Officer at the Electoral Commission. Yesterday was writ day, a milestone on the election calendar when the formal writ was issued for this year's general election. The Governor-General, Dame Cindy Kettle, signed the writ at Government House yesterday, directing the Electoral Commission to conduct the 2023 general election on Saturday, the 14th of October. Carl, thanks for joining us on the program today. Tēnā koe and welcome.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Kia ora. What is the writ, Carl? What does it mean?
Well, it just gives us the direction to start delivering the general election. So it's kind of one of the key milestones in holding a general election. So on Friday last week, Parliament was dissolved, and then the next step is to issue the writ. And then the writ tells us the dates for the close of candidate nominations, election day, as you said, on 14 October, and then the date when the writ needs to be returned with the names of the winning electorate candidates, which is on 9 November.
Okay, so that's what's in front of us. What is the role of the Electoral Commission now?
Well, we're really busy hiring all the people we need to deliver the election. It's a paid job, and we're finalising all the voting places. And then later this week, on Friday, the nominations for candidates will close off. So we'll process all of those and then publish those on Saturday. And then from the 2nd of October, the voting places will be open for people to start advance voting all the way through till the 14th of October. And then after that, we do the official count of all the votes, and that then we publish those results. We're aiming for about 3rd of November, and then the return of the writ on the 9th of November.
Thanks, Carl. We're hoping that having advanced voting, we'll see more Māori taking part in this democratic process. How long has it been and when was the last extension of early voting?
Every election day there's advanced voting, and it's been a feature of our system for quite a long time, and it's becoming more popular. In 2020 we saw about 68% of people vote before polling day, and in some electorates it can be up to 80%, so it's definitely popular with the voters.
Thanks. How can people ensure that they're enrolled and can vote?
Well, the writ day is the point where we close the rolls, so we had been encouraging everyone to enrol or update their enrolment details before the 10th of September. If you haven't been able to get to that, you can still enrol, so you can go online to vote.nz, or when you vote, you can actually enrol then or update your enrolment details. It does mean you have to fill out a declaration form for a special vote when you vote. And that just takes a couple of minutes longer, but you can still enrol and update your enrolment details.
There are many who are in difficult circumstances. For instance, those who have been affected by floods, maybe haven't got their mail. Are there special voting for those in hard-to-get-to places?
We've been working pretty closely on the ground in the places that have been affected by the cyclones and the flooding to locate voting places where it's going to be easier for people to get to. Fortunately, a lot of the voting places we use were still available, and we've been working quite closely with New Zealand Post to make sure the mail can get through. And we're reasonably confident we've been able to get to most people. But we also have a lot of people working on the ground right across the country, going to community events and so on, and just reminding people around what they can do to enrol, and actually handing out enrolment forms too. So that's an important part of the work we do as well.
So it's not too late if you get yourself moving. You might need to go online, but certainly the opportunity is there for those who haven't yet enrolled to have a say in this year's election. But it's all going now. It's all formalised. And Carla Kane joining us from the Electoral Commission. Thanks very much, Carl. All we can do is impressed on how important it is for our people Māori to have a say in this electoral process. Wish you well for the maki ahead. Obviously, it's all building up to October 14. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with our peeps today.
Thanks, Carl. Thank you.
Ka pai, nice talking with you. And thank you, Carl. You're 603 Urban Māori Radio on Ōrau Mātoru Te Iere.